Hello, Liam. Good morning. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, very good, very good. How are you?
I'm good, man. It's early to be going to the pub, but we're doing it anyway.
It is early to be going to the pub, but there's nothing wrong with a bit of an early trip to a pub now and again.
Now and again and again and again, because this Pub Quiz Pod is a weekly pod. Mate, can I just say I've been excited for today. I've been looking forward to it. We've got a great guest, but also I really am loving the quizzes we've been sent in as well.
Yeah, me too. You know what? I want to actually just give a bit of thank you to the Quizmaster, because I think we do a lot of ribbing of them, don't we?
Yeah, and I hope that, if you are one of the quizmasters that have sent a quiz in, that you've enjoyed hearing your questions on the pod, and that we haven't gone too far.
Yeah, I think it's normally the guests who go a bit far with it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not us. We love you.
We actually, yeah, we genuinely couldn't do it without you. So I suppose it's a good segue into just sort of saying, if you are a quizmaster, or you know anyone who is a quizmaster, maybe your local pub does a quiz. Get them to send it in, because that would be really
Yeah,
appreciated.
keep them coming because they've been great so far. They really have. Every quiz has like led us to talking about something completely different.
Yeah, they genuinely have all been good, haven't they? I know we sort of can sometimes really dissect questions and pick it apart a bit and take the piss,
Absolutely.
but that's just because we're sort of sad lowlives.
Yeah. And I'm happy for you to speak for both of us on that. I tell you, it's not a sad low life. God, we're getting good at these segues. Susie Backos.
I know this is a bit different for us, isn't it? Because
Oh
Susie is a food influencer.
She's not just a food influencer. She talks about all sorts of stuff online. People love her. I would say every person that I've mentioned that Susie's coming on has been like, "Oh my God, I follow her. I love her." People don't like Susie Backos. People get obsessed by Susie Backos, is what I would say.
Wow.
I'm intrigued to see if we too will become obsessed with the legend that is Susie Backos.
Yeah.
All right, mate. So should we head over and meet Susie and get quizzing?
Joining our pub quiz team this week is a creator that's a powerhouse both online and in the food industry. She was once dubbed the Urban Nigella, launched the Little Sauce in 2018, but today she's bringing the secret sauce. It's Susie Backos, everybody.
I am clapping for myself because if you're not going to do it for yourself, who is?
Yeah,
at the end of the
absolutely.
day?
But also, you should clap that intro. What an amazing
But
intro.
yeah, who wrote that? By the way, I'm already crying with laughter because we were just had an amazing lol off screen, guys. Sorry you weren't there. But yeah, who wrote that? Who did their research? Who's the researcher in this
It's
team?
our producer. It's our producer. It's our unpaid producer who has
Yeah.
been learning all things about Susie Backos, the Urban Nigella.
The
Yeah,
Urban Nigella,
who
said to
called
my
you
face.
that? Who called you that?
Someone at Meatopia. I was doing this pop-up in London that happens every September at Tobacco Dock. It's called Meatopia. All these like chefs and cooks cook on like an open fire or whatever. And this guy came up to me and he was like, we were just like chatting, as I do. I love to chat, guys.
Sure.
And he said, "God, you're literally like the Urban Nigella." And I was like, "That's absolutely stunning. Give me your money and get the fuck out of here, please. Thank you." So that went on my Instagram caption after. It's just a bit of
Oh,
content for me,
sure. I was
really.
going to ask, how did our
Just a bit of
producers find out
content.
about
Yeah,
that? But
that's
yeah.
what they really did their work,
Yeah.
didn't they? They really did their work.
So, Urban Nigella, and you've had
Yeah. I
other.
don't know how Nigella feels about that one. Maybe she thought she was the Urban
Yeah, was she
Nigella.
then the rural Nigella?
I guess, yeah, she's, yeah. That's just the raw dog Nigella. That's the, like, yeah, patient zero,
Yeah. I'm not sure
type
how she'd
A.
feel about being called the raw dog Nigella. Here comes old raw dog. Here comes old raw dog putting something in the oven again.
I reckon she's probably been called that herself.
So before we started, we found out about a nickname you had at school, which led to you explaining to Liam what the word bunda was,
Did we
which is
not get that
lovely.
on film?
No, I don't think we did.
Oh, guys, we need to start rolling before we start, I think. Just for the future. Yeah, I said he pronounced my name correctly, Bakos. Well done.
Thank you.
And they said, how else would it be pronounced? And I said, Bakos. And then I also said, yeah, but at school, I used to get called back off. And you said,
I thought it was like, oh, back off, mate.
Get away from me.
Yeah, go away.
And I was like, no, it's like bunda, like the back off. And he looked sheepish, to say
Well,
the least.
I just thought it was
Just
a
very
very
innocent.
innocent, yeah, very
Yeah,
innocent,
very
yeah.
sweet of him,
We thought it was on
actually.
the set menu at your pop-up, basically.
It could
A
be.
bit, a bit, a bit of bunda on toast.
A deep fried bunda on a bed of lettuce,
It's
perhaps.
a lovely bunda sauce you've done there.
What would bunda sauce taste like? I'm feeling like quite quite like zingy, quite like fiery, maybe. Yeah.
I'm just seeing butter chicken. I'm seeing butter chicken.
Yeah, you would though.
That's fine. Okay, for the tape, I don't know if everyone's listening. I hope you got from Bacos that Susie is also of Asian heritage.
It's always worrying on a podcast. Then. I was going to say, and she is also a racist because she did just call me butter chicken, basically.
We'll come to that in the interview.
Yeah. Right? I am of colour, okay? I haven't got my usual colour right now, but yeah, thank you. Just in case anyone's going to cancel me at home.
So, Susie, you've been once dubbed the racist Nigella. You've launched Little Sauce in 2018, but today she's bringing the secret sauce. Susie, you're a very, very, very busy person.
I'm
an avid follower of your TikTok and Instagram. We became online friends.
Yeah, this is the first time we're meeting.
Yeah, and how's it been?
For you, me meeting you, been great. It's really lived up to expectations.
I have found it overwhelming.
Yeah, at times I've noticed. Yeah,
it's been...
I was talking to you earlier and you just walked out the door.
I had to have a breather.
Yeah. He does that. Don't take it personal though, he does do that.
Oh, I wouldn't. It's called neurodivergency, I think.
I'd call it rude. Yeah. we can excuse it with that.
Liam has a very 90s attitude to mental health. Yeah. Have a Lucas, eh? Walk it off and get on with it, son.
Yeah. And what's a bunda?
Watch that bunda on your way out. So you're a very busy individual, as I know from your Instagram.
I feel like that's a little bit passag from you, because what you're saying, because I was hard to pin down.
No, it was my link into asking you if you get time to go to pub quizzes.
Oh, do you know what?
It's nice to know that we've made you feel so comfortable that you're already on the defensive. Yeah. What are you fucking saying? I'm busy, you prick.
I'm in a room with 5 men. Can you imagine?
Yeah, that's
okay,
true.
Okay, so I
that's
feel true. Like the guard is up, you know, but I have to say you are very warm and welcoming.
That's very kind. So you're a very busy individual. Do you have time to go to a pub quiz?
Well, I haven't been to a pub quiz for a while. The last one I went to was at Prince of Peckham, and Snowy Danger was hosting it. And we won by default because another team won, but the problem was they realised afterwards they hadn't paid, so they disqualified, and so then we won. They hadn't paid to be there.
How much
did
you have to pay?
I was just like, mate, it was only like £2 or something.
They didn't think, oh, we'll just pay.
They were like, well, you haven't already paid, so then they were like, disqualified.
Really?
Yeah, it was quite funny. I think it was Snowy's wife. So he was like, I'm not having
it. I have never, in probably 7 years of hosting pub quizzes, I've never known that to be a thing.
It wasn't very serious, the situation. But
it sounds massively serious. It sounds the opposite of not serious. They've won the quiz.
They've been disqualified over £2.
They were like,
£2 each. Also, they've said, oh, we'll pay now. No, you can't pay now. You should have thought about that 2.5 hours ago.
But it's the respect, no? It's the respect for the game and the craft.
They might have only been
turning
up
on an evening. No, putting money behind the bar.
You should have come with your two nugs.
Yeah.
Just like everyone else.
Were they being sneaky and avoiding paying? Were they going, no, we won't pay and we're coming? Or was it like, oh, sorry, we didn't realise it was £2.
It was up for debate. It was very
tenor.
Yeah, it was up for it was controversial. But we won and we won all the money.
So you were second.
We were second.
So by default, took first place.
How close behind first were you?
A few points, actually. It was very neck. It was our two teams that it was getting very competitive. I always say I'm not a competitive person, and then I'm in like a pub quiz or whatever, and it's like if someone's being really, really competitive, it then makes me want to beat them because I'm like, you're really annoying, actually. So I'm gonna beat you.
Can you remember, endeavours at pub quizzes, what are the subjects that you really, really thrive in?
Pop culture. Come on,
I mean, that would actually make me suggest that you're not that good on it.
I'm probably not great. History and all of that stuff, but weird little facts stick in my head. So I'm good for that, and then I'm good for current affairs.
Food and drink as well.
Celeb stuff I'm probably good at. But, like, yeah, when it comes to, like, history and actual, like, you know, what's the word? Intelligence. Don't rely on me
You say you're good at sort of little facts, little bits of knowledge. Yeah. Something we like to ask each of our guests is for your favourite fact, an interesting fact.
Oh, yeah, I've actually got one for you. I've actually got one for you. My fact is that the palm trees in California are not indigenous to California. They were brought over from the Middle East, and specifically from Iraq, where I'm from, and Egypt and Algeria, but not even as like seedlings. They were literally uprooted and taken to California, and they created like the landscape for California.
Wow.
The whole room just went silent there.
Yeah, because you dropped one of the best facts I've ever heard.
Really?
Yeah, that's brilliant.
And now they grow there naturally, do they?
Now I think they must have, like, I don't know how it works,
well, they're still
guys.
Jetting them over
agricultural, whatever the words. I'm not into farming.
I hope there's an agriculture around somewhere on this thing.
They must then have been able to reproduce them, surely. Or they keep uprooting everything from the Middle East because they're famous for that, actually. Yeah. So there we go.
You didn't hear it here first.
If you watch the news or you're just in touch with everything going on in the world.
Do you know how long ago that was? What decade that was?
Oh, long time ago. I think I would have to look it up, darling. Sorry, this is where I lack in the facts there.
That's all right. No, you've given us...
I literally said, do you know what decade? You're like, oh, yeah, long time ago. Oh, Christ, yeah. Bloody hell, boy, do I know.
Bygone era, no?
I've got a feeling you like me, use the phrase olden days a lot. But it's a catch-all thing.
I'm always like, the other day, it was literally 2 years ago. It just works.
That Hollywood Boulevard, is that what it's called? All those palm trees, that's all from the Middle East?
Yeah, that's from the Middle East. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I know, motherfuckers.
Brilliant. Yeah, I agreed. You heard it here first.
Hard agree on motherfuckers.
Team name. Obviously, we need a team name before we start the quiz.
So, I've got to say, sometimes these... quiz names really give me the ick.
A big time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're really icky. So I just went for facts. Full stop.
Facts.
Capital letters, period. Facts.
Full stop.
Period.
Cool.
Is that okay? Yeah, has anyone else got that?
No.
Didn't think so.
I like that.
All capitals.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You betcha, period at the end.
Period.
Of course.
Yeah.
You don't want to come last when you've put your team name as facts. Yeah. Do you? It's really sort of drawing a line in the sand as we are going to get stuff right. We're facts!
Yeah, and you're like, if you're really feeling it and like you win, you would just be like, big facts, period, period.
Is anyone a football fan?
Why? What is that? Why? What's that got to do with it?
I was going to say it's Rafa Benitez's team name, but I don't know about it. Just be a bit lost.
Fucking hell, you've not got the right guest on here, love.
That is. Yeah, all the right kind of hosts.
No, you've not got the right host, really. You're the issue.
I'm having a cider at 11 a.m. just to confirm.
Yeah, the wheels are coming off this podcast very quickly, and I'm here for it.
Yeah.
So, Susie, look, each week we get a genuine pub quiz sent in from a UK quizmaster. We don't know who they are. We've never seen their questions before. Yeah. We know nothing about them. So, our quizmaster today is a gentleman called Dan from the Half Moon Pub in Hitchin. Where's Hitchin?
I've heard of Hitchin.
Village north of London.
Great London.
The quiz runs on the first Tuesday of every month at 7:30. We know nothing about Dan. Tuesday at 7:30 tells me not a party animal.
No. Yeah. It's quite standard, isn't it?
I think if you get someone who said, right, we're going to have this 8 o'clock Thursday night,
yeah.
I think that quiz is going to get a little bit messy. Maybe people are going to be cheating. I don't know.
I might want to go.
You might want to go. We're going to kick off with your first round that you've given us, which is called General Brackets Ish Knowledge. General Ish Knowledge.
What do you think the ish is all about?
Well, I don't know what the hell that's about.
I think that means about. Like just so that they don't have to conform to one thing, no, ish.
Yeah, do you think it's a bit of a get out?
Yeah. He had the chance. I mean, general knowledge gives you license to do whatever you want.
General knowledge
is
pretty broad as it is. I don't think
it's. Maybe the ish means I'm going to get quite specific about something.
Yeah. He's giving flaky. He's giving flaky, but I might throw in as a like question about fishing or something that interests me that's got nothing to do with anything else.
Dan, you say it starts at 7:30, you're giving flaky vibes. I'm going to turn up at 8 and assume that it starts later anyway.
And you're going to deal with it and I'm still going to win.
Yeah.
How about that, Dan?
Dan, Susie's not warm to you, I'll be honest with you. Susie's not warm. I don't know what it is about you, Dan, like, but Susie's not warm to you.
Because I'm trying to cheat and look at the questions, I've also noticed that on your sheet you've written a question to remind yourself to ask me, how are you?
Our producers don't...
And you didn't even ask me.
I mean, you're speaking good, to a guy who left the room mid-conversation. This
pretty
guy
much.
Needs some pointers, really.
I'm good, thank you social etiquette. So much for asking. I'm really great. I hope I get to meet Dan one day.
So question number one. What is the only country in the world whose flag does not contain any of the colours, blue, red or white?
Wow.
Oh, I feel like I heard this one recently.
Really?
And of course I didn't contain the information.
I think...
That's a nice little question.
It's a lovely question.
Doesn't contain what colours?
Blue, red or white.
Doesn't contain blue, red or white.
So...
It's got to be... Is it in the Caribbean?
I do know the answer to this and it is in the Caribbean.
Yeah, I'm going to go... Red or what?
Blue, red or white?
Jamaica.
Susie Backos, you've just got our first point.
Come on!
Here we go.
And also, can I say, it's a real feel-good flag.
Yeah, it is.
You know some flags like really like give you good vibes, like the Congo flag.
South Africa gives that as well.
South Africa gives that.
What is the largest number between 1 and 1 million that doesn't contain the letter N when written out as words?
Wow.
Mindfuck.
Okay.
So, when written out as words...
From 1 to what?
1 to 1 million.
2. Oh,
doesn't it contain the letter N?
2.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you've done it. Yeah.
Well, 8 doesn't contain the letter N?
Is that right?
Yeah, loads of them don't contain the letter N.
Wait, is that right? Between number
the
one?
Largest number, the largest number.
The largest. Sorry, I just saw Greg like this. Not me thinking I nailed it in literally 2 seconds as well.
If anyone's new to the podcast, Greg is my flatmate and dearest
is that
friend.
Who he is? Hey? Oh, I thought he was another person off Deptford High Street.
Yeah, well, he is.
Is that what you lot up to? Can I come in and watch?
How do you think we made friends? So we're looking for the largest.
The largest.
Number, largest number between 1 and 1 million.
Should we just start counting back?
From 1 million?
Okay, so.
Go for it. Please, I'd love to hear that.
No, it'd be 8 something, won't it?
I don't think we'd need to do that because I think any numbers over 100 have the word and in them. So they're all ruled out. Yeah, and then it'll have 1,000 and million.
So
and,
I think it's 88.
So I think it might be 88.
Full stop.
Or period, yeah.
Period.
Yeah. You float you between like the full two, stop, don't you? Earlier, Liam was like, right, I'll just write facts full stop. And he said, no, it'll be a period, thank you very much.
I wanted to hear him say period like bunda.
Just but trying like, to get tricked into...
The problem is, when there's certain words that like you can only say in an American accent.
Yeah.
Because we don't say, like, if you say period, it's giving menstrual cycle.
It's giving menstrual cycle.
It's not giving full stop, like, oh, I'm done. Like, that's the end of that sentence, no?
I think it is 88.
Right, go for it.
Anything in the 90s is going to have an N.
Yeah.
Question number 3. Which series of The Apprentice is currently showing on Thursday nights?
Series 19.
Two. Seriously?
Yeah, series 19 because I clocked it. Yeah, two things. I clocked it on iPlayer the other day because I was watching it and I thought, bloody hell, this has been on for 20 years because it'll be 20 years next year. And another thing...
Turned into Hermione Granger for that. Bloody hell, Harry! Bloody hell, this has been on for a long time, Professor Sprout.
And the other thing was, I'm in an episode.
Are you?
Really?
It was an episode where they have to make hot sauce. And I have a hot sauce brand.
You have a hot sauce brand?
So it was a focus group. So you know when they go do their thing and then they go test out the focus group and they get...
Yeah, I'm
in the focus
group. Judging from your feedback on this pod, I bet you're very kind, encouraging and warm.
Yeah, actually nailed it in one. You nailed it. No, but I did say, oh, I don't think that was very spicy.
Yeah, and I bet it wasn't. They'll be given a thing like hot sauce or like chocolates and they'll be like, let's put matcha in there.
Let's put
watermelon in the hot sauce.
Yeah,
was there any
random
stuff?
I mean, watermelon hot sauce sounds kind of lit to me. I'm
happy,
not gonna
to, happy for you to have that for the
Thank
brand,
you, Bunda sauce. Could we call it? Yeah.
I just want to bottle it up.
I'm imagining it like a buzz ball because it's like, that's giving Bunda a little bit like round, like sort
of
like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You want to grab it, but don't. Is that?
Why to him? But don't.
Specifically. So.
But Jake? But don't.
But don't. So I'm going series 19.
Love that. Love that. Question number 4. What is the historical reason we shake hands when we meet? Bloody hell.
Oh.
No idea.
Maybe because everyone used to have bad breath before because there was no toothpaste. So it was a good way to like not have to kiss people on the cheek. So you'd create a barrier between you two.
That's not
That's definitely word. Not facts, that's, period. It, but we, that's my idea.
I like it.
Bad breath.
I was gonna say maybe to show that you're not holding a weapon, but then you've got the other hand concealed as well, so.
Oh, that's giving, that's very much giving man energy.
Yeah, but remember in the olden days, there were only men.
Yeah, I mean, famously.
The crazy thing about
you
it.
You created us.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
So just trying to think, we'll get into a man's head for this.
Dan's head. Dan loves this question, that's why
could
it in
be
there.
Dan, you love this question, don't you, you man?
Something to do with firmness, like strength?
Oh, I bet you'd
test
like that,
someone's strength.
Can I say there's nothing worse than a bad hand? When I shake a man's hand and it's giving, like, floppy.
Have you seen them people who shake hands like that?
Like, it's like this shit, like, go and
like
touch
that.
Me.
Yeah.
It's like...
But I've seen some people...
I'm holding your hand.
I've seen some people do like that.
That's giving kiss.
Why am
my
I
ass.
Holding your hand on better than that?
That's
is
like,
that what you just said?
Kiss it, yeah.
If you were to shake hands with someone and they went, pleasure to meet you, that would be quite creepy.
But I once met a woman at my Ibiza Airbnb. Oh my God, she was crazy. She was like this crazy woman from Germany. And like the way my friend met her the night before and she said, babe, when she shakes your hand, and I was like, stop it. I shook her hand and she almost broke my fingers. It was in every time she shook your hand, it was like that. I think it was a dominance thing.
Yeah, it is.
She was
People
trying
really
to dominate us. She was trying to scare us with stuff because we tried to sneak an extra person into the Airbnb.
So she broke your fingers with a handshake.
One by one. Anyway, sorry. We've
Airbnb hired from the Quay twins, apparently. Break your fingers if you fucking put someone else in. Give me a fucking good review or you'll fucking know about it. I'm happy to go with the bad breath thing.
I don't know. We just don't know. I think
we just don't know. We've got to put something. Bad breath or the weapon concealing or the.
I think weapon sounds more like plausible than bad breath.
Let's say avoid bad breath. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear what she just said?
The weapon thing seems more plausible.
Yeah, so you said
that. You don't have to agree with me, though. You don't have to agree with me. I'm not the boss of the group.
I think I heard what you started saying and assumed and you were going to disagree. Yeah, no.
Let's put the weapon thing?
Okay, yeah, let's go weapon.
I think weapon sounds more plausible than bad breath. Thank you for trying to include me, though.
Show you're not.
And question number 5. What wouldn't Meatloaf do for love? You're a foodie.
He won't do that. He just won't do that.
What?
That's what it is. That's, yeah. That's the
but
answer.
What is that?
But that's one of life's biggest mysteries, actually.
I'd do anything for love, but not that.
But I won't do that.
Yeah, but sure, is he not looking for the reason behind what that... It's not finished for lyric, is it?
It's not finished for lyric, but surely...
No, but I think there is a story behind what it is about, and I wonder if that's what he's going for.
Is that what
but
Dylan's
that is
going
a poorly
for?
Worded question, if it is
I don't know, I think maybe it is just but not that. I don't know what that
wait,
is.
Wait, hold on, is it the flip? Because it's like, what wouldn't Meatloaf do for love? Because the lyrics are,
I would do anything for love,
but I won't do
that.
No, it is what, but I won't do that. So he's going, I won't do that for love. But yeah. I'm sure I've heard people say,
go on.
What that is actually about is, this sounds.
Is it kinky?
I don't think Meatloaf goes down with women. I think that's what it is.
It was something. I think
there
is an answer.
It's kind of giving rug muncher. I'm not going to lie. Meatloaf.
Let me munch on your meatloaf.
it's giving. Let me butter your meatloaf. No? Yeah.
Bit of bundy sauce on that meatloaf.
It's exciting. It's exciting
I
to
love
be.
I love the East from up north.
It's exciting to be present when you know that a sentence has been said for the first time in the history of humanity. Meatloaf is giving rug muncher. It's never been said. Surely.
I reckon he goes down there without you even like prompting.
I think Meatloaf is probably very orally generous.
You start speaking to him, he's out of the room. Next thing you know, he's going down on you. Basically.
Does he work for ITV? should we just go, but I won't do that?
I think it is that.
Do you think it is just a finish for lyric?
I think it is.
And then it's period at the end.
Susie, great start to the round. What we aim for, what we strive for.
Oh, here we go.
Is join the 5 out of 5 club. Oh. So all the rounds that we get from our quizmasters are out of 5. Mm. It's very rare that we get a round where we get all 5 answers correct.
It's not going to happen.
We're called facts.
We are called facts.
It might happen.
Yeah.
But let's just have that in mind when we go through this. Sure. So question number 1. The only country in the world whose flag does not contain red, white or blue is Jamaica.
Well done.
It is Jamaica. Very well done, Susie.
That's okay. I'm married to a half Jamaican, so if I didn't get that right, then...
You'd get divorced?
I don't know. Maybe it's just... Yeah, perhaps never be allowed to go back to Jamaica again. Yeah. Maybe something like
That's
that.
That's a mad immigration system they've got. You didn't get that in the... Send it back. Question number 2. Need bloody rules like that in this country. Maybe it wouldn't be such a bloody pickle. What is the... Because they do describe it as a pickle, don't they?
Yeah, like the UDL. A pickle.
Question number 2. What is the largest number between 1 and 1 million that doesn't contain the letter M?
Was it 2?
Liam, you thought it was 2, famously. but it was 88. You were correct,
there we go.
Liam. Very well done.
Well done.
Thank you.
Not just a pretty face.
Not just a loose handshake.
Question number 3. Which series of The Apprentice is currently showing on Thursday nights? Now, personally, I was like, I don't know how we're going to
get this. What would you have guessed?
I thought we were well into the 20s.
Oh, okay.
Really?
It's a lot now. We need to wrap it up, do we not? Because can I just say, like, side note with The Apprentice, like, they're literally just like a clone of each other. They're just all NPCs with no creativity whatsoever. And I feel like as the series have gone on, it's obviously very formulated. And now you don't really get anyone like, it's just everyone just trying to, everyone has the same idea and no one's creative. That's why whenever you watch every single episode, do you ever watch it and think, God, they nailed it?
No, never. God, they because they're set up. They're set up to fail.
Yeah, because
they're cast to fail. The task is set up to fail.
I'm really sorry, but if I put together like a group of people that I know, and it was like, right, you need to come up with a what was one of the tasks that they had to do? The like. Come up with an Easter egg.
Mm.
I'd smash that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pun not
but
intended.
Aren't they told though? Like,
I don't know what the pun was.
Smash an egg. Yeah.
Don't know. I'd crack
it. Crack
yeah.
It, yeah.
Oh come on, cracking stuff.
I scrambled that task, man.
Next question.
well, we were.
Oh no, sorry.
19.
We haven't answered the question.
Question number three. You said 19. It was 19.
Yeah,
we
facts.
Are 3 out of 3.
Facts.
We've got two questions that we really weren't sure on. So if we can get these two, I mean, you're joining the 5 out of 5 club.
Wow.
We're actually
doing good.
Pleased to welcome you into the club. Thanks. Question number four: what is the historical reason we shake hands when we meet? We toyed about bag breath.
Yeah.
We thought it might be to conceal a weapon. It is to conceal a weapon.
Wow.
And we went for it in the end.
We went for it in the
because
end.
Because I said to do it at the end. So I was the reason that we got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
In spite of me. Yeah. Yeah. And also, why don't you got the you even got the wording bang on there to conceal a weapon.
Conceal a weapon, yeah. Question number five. To get us into the 5 out of 5 club in round one of the quiz, what would Meatloaf not do for love? He wouldn't do that.
Wow.
He wouldn't do that.
There we go.
High five to Susie back.
Well done. Well done.
Should we high five?
Spudgy.
And say Bunda. Spudgy.
Bunda.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. I don't think we've ever high five.
No. For
that's
and
cute.
It was quite awkward as well. So I was hanging there for about 25 minutes while you were just saying
and
Bunda.
And also, you were so close to each other to do a high five.
I was hanging there while you were saying Bunda to a stranger, and it was all just very.
We're best friends now. We're not strangers anymore.
No, not anymore.
He looked me in the eye when he said that.
Not now
well,
we're 5 out of 5.
Yeah. Oh, come
not
on. I'm in the club. I doubt it.
We're in the club. We're in the club.
I got quite a lot of them.
You did. You got most of them, to be honest with you.
Thank you.
Round two is called Connect Four. So question one, what colour is the E in Google?
God, this is hard.
It's going to be like red or green.
Sorry, I've just read ahead a bit, and the Connect Four thing, I think there's a link at the end of the question five is a link.
Okay.
So I think that's what it's building up to. So there's four questions, and then what's the link?
So if we don't know the colour of the E in Google, we can come back to it once we know the link, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's about
I think let's come back to it.
Yeah, let's come back
to it.
Do you know it?
It's going to be red or green or yellow.
It's one of
those. I'm going to say yellow, you know.
It's one of the things you see all the time and you should know. Have you ever tried doing that thing where you try and draw like a well-known logo?
Yeah.
Like, you try and draw like the Starbucks logo or the Pringles logo. And you realise, like, I see this every day.
Yeah,
I try to draw the Pepsi logo. Just like
it's not happening.
Yeah, it's mad.
It's almost like it's not important.
That's deep, bro.
Whenever you think you've settled into a rhythm with Susie, she'll make you realise nothing is safe in this life. All right, don't get too. Earlier, she just said we're best friends. And she just slagged off your theory.
So we're part question one. Question two: correct as of the 2024-25 season. Which is this season, which club has scored more all-time Premier League goals? Leicester, Leeds or Sunderland?
Wow, that's a hard question.
That's a really hard question.
I would go... Are we answering the questions? Are we talking through them?
We can answer them, but there's a connection at the end...
Can
sort of leave
them
to... If we're
to
not
fester.
Sure, we can come back to it to see
fester.
If... Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't... Honestly, I wouldn't know.
I would guess Leeds because I used to live there.
That's good enough for me. I mean, Leeds have been in the Premier League more often than Leicester and Sunderland.
They seem like more of a serious club, am I right?
I think so.
Yeah,
I don't think it's Sunderland.
It's not Sunderland. I think probably Leeds.
And just to keep in our heads, if the colour E was red and the colour and number two was Leicester, red Leicester.
Then that would that's a good one.
Jesus.
I was thinking the colour of their kit.
Yeah,
could be another one. But Red Leicester's really good, actually.
But then I do
but
Leeds
are white. In which
What's
case
Leeds?
You wouldn't white.
Red,
no,
white.
It can't be white because the background of the Google thing is white, so the colours won't be white. Will
unless Google is red, Leeds. Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay,
go
on.
Should we park it again and then
park
go question
again.
Three?
Park it again. We've got a theme for this.
Like a valet, aren't we?
That's very nice. That's very lovely.
Thank you.
That's good
I
stuff.
That. I think that and ITV, that was lovely.
Thank you. It's nice to get a mid-pod review of your performance, isn't it?
Pod.
Keep it up.
Pod. Ruin it all by calling it a pod.
We're doing a pod.
This is my mid-pod review. Question three. Admiral Lord Nelson defeated Napoleon in which battle?
Oh, my dates of history.
Waterloo,
yeah?
I think. Yeah.
It's got to be.
Or Trafalgar. Well, I think it's Waterloo.
Are they allowed to nod and tell us if we're right or wrong? That's cheating, no, surely. Yeah, Greg, give me a little...
No.
Come on.
Dick Van Dyke famously played Dr. Mark Who in Diagnosis Murder from 1993 to 2001.
Ooh. Do you know this?
Oh, I don't. I'm sorry. I haven't ever watched an episode of it.
I have no idea.
Diagnosis Dr. Mark, Murder.
I mean, it's going to be probably quite a regular, you know... White man's name. Can we go like a Jones?
The next question in the round is what links them all. So I think we've probably got more chance.
Oh,
with the,
yeah,
with
yeah,
the
yeah.
Colour.
I forget. There's a theme.
Yeah.
There's a
Should
theme.
We try and go? I think the E might be red.
So I've got a theory. If, and there's no telling if sure. it's true, if the E is green.
Sure.
Okay.
And if the battle is Waterloo.
Yeah.
And if the answer to Premier League we change from Leeds to Leicester.
Yeah.
Then we would have tube stations. Green Park, Leicester Square and Waterloo.
Oh.
Oh, brilliant.
But that would rely on us changing our thought about Leeds.
I think that's a good link.
Yeah,
though.
I think
what else do we have, guys?
Is green to Green Park a bit of a stretch?
And if not, what other theories have we got? Red Leicester, really. Red maybe Leicester. Other cheeses? Oh no, but it's Waterloo.
From what we know about
Trafalgar.
Was there a Waterloo cheese?
I don't know. Or was it Trafalgar? Is there any sort of link to? I don't think so.
Unless it's Abba songs, and there's a then no, I don't think there's. I don't think Sunderland or Leeds are in an Abba song, are they?
No.
I think maybe we go tube stations.
Yeah, let's do it. So all let's right. go green.
And then is it Mark Finsbury or something? Dr. Mark Seven Sisters.
Baker?
Baker.
Baker's could
not
work.
Bad. Baker's nice.
Baker. So let's go Baker and let's go, what we change it to, Leeds. Leicester.
I think
sorry.
We need it to be Leicester.
Right,
yeah.
Let's see if that
it
works.
Could be
but we
Leicester.
Really are changing all of our answers to fit
and
Waterloo.
Then,
it's kind of mad, but I'm up for it.
So mad it might just work.
Yeah.
Tube station.
Could we do 5 for 5 again?
So what colour is the E in Google? What did we initially say? We thought
maybe
red.
Well, I said red, blue, or yellow.
Yeah, we've said them all, really.
And then we ended up going with green for Green Park, which sort of, if it's not that, then our whole theory
is
falls
trash.
Apart.
And then the whole round's ruined, basically.
And then I'm just going to walk out.
So
if you
God,
can live with that.
A lot of pressure on the
The answer though. Is red. Correct as of the 24-25 season, who scored more all-time Premier League goals.
We changed it to Leicester, didn't we?
And that was correct.
Oh,
so
no.
we've got Leicester. So
what is the theme? Red Leicester?
Admiral Lord Nelson defeated Napoleon in which battle? We all sort of turned to you, Jake, as a bit of a history buff.
I said Waterloo, and then I said maybe Trafalgar, and then I said it's Waterloo.
It's Trafalgar.
Oh, for God's sakes.
And then Dick Van Dyke played Mark Who in Diagnosis Murder? Sloan.
Oh, this is awful.
So to put that together, we weren't a million miles off, but it's all famous squares.
Oh, my God.
So Red Square, Leicester Square, Trafalgar Square, Sloane Square.
I think we rushed that, didn't we, a little bit?
We did, but you've got to get off, haven't you? So,
gaslighting me. Thank you for that. Everyone caught that on tape.
Welcome to the pod.
So we've actually...
we lost because you had to leave.
So after a brilliant first round with a 5 out, we've come crashing back down to reality there with a 1 out of 5.
God, the highs and lows of pub quizzing.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. And Dan knows it too.
Ronan Keating got it right, didn't he?
Life is a roller
coaster.
Is he always like this?
Oh, gosh. Right, let's have a break from the quizzing because all the highs and the lows are getting a little bit too...
Oh, you want a break?
Too much for me.
I might have a vape.
No, I want to talk to you, Susie, about your life.
Oh,
and
yeah.
everything you're doing.
Sure.
You launched a little source in 2018.
I'm loving this researcher.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It's giving obsessed.
Feel free to have a vape in here.
I find vapes quite ick. I'm just vaping at the minute while I'm chefing because it's giving stressed in the kitchen. I'd like a cigarette and there's no time.
Well, tell us about what's going on. What is the project?
Let's
that's
go back to what your research said. I was enjoying that.
Well, it just said, I was trying to make it sound conversational.
Go on.
I went, Susie, look, you know, so you launched the Little Sauce in 2018.
Yeah.
You know, in my mind, it's a popular supper club that celebrates Iraqi heritage and food.
Correct.
Am I making it conversational? He just added, you know, twice in there.
Yeah.
Repeated it verbatim and just said, you know,
you
at
know.
The start and in the middle.
It worked. It works.
How did it all come about, and, and what is it like to be running something like that?
I started off fashion writing. That's what I always did. So like, I was a writer. I still am. And then what happened? And I'm really into food. So I grew up in a house that was like, very much celebrated food, Iraqi, Middle Eastern like culture. And my mum would always cook. I'd cook with my mum, and every kind of dinner and moment with food was a moment. It wasn't like you just had a sandwich and that was it or whatever. And then, so I was always interested in food. And then I went to a supper club. It was a Syrian one, Imad Syrian Kitchen, who's amazing. And another one, and it was like years ago. And I thought, I can do this. Like, I could do this.
I have to ask a really stupid question. Yeah. I don't really know what a supper club is.
Years and years ago, how it started was cooks, home cooks and chefs would open up their house for people. You could book and say it was like however much, £40 a ticket, let's say. They'd come to your house and then you'd cook a spread for them. And it was just like a random thing, maybe once a month or however often you wanted to do it. Then they got like bigger and bigger. And I think like a lot of people probably didn't want to do it in their homes anymore. London famously has tiny flats, etc. So I started off by... cafes that close in the day, I'd go and see them, be like, oh, can I put on a supper club, pay them like a little bit of an amount. And then what I would do is sell the tickets, like say a month before or whatever it was, and put out a menu and you'd come and then I'd literally just cook the menu for you. So it's a really great way for people that don't actually, like, I'd never want a restaurant. I never want to be like anchored to anywhere. Mm-hmm. I like to be free. I want to like, I don't know, collab with this restaurant, whatever. And you can come. And also like, I don't like to do one thing every single day. Like, that is just, like, hell to me. So it's really nice to do things every now and then. So then I went to a couple of supper clubs and I thought, I could do this. So I literally, like, the week later, I was like, guys, I'm putting on the supper club. I, like, sold the tickets. And people came and, like, it sold out. And then, like, because I had my brand, The Little Sauce, which was more, like, kind of like a blog at mm-hmm. that point where I talk about, like, whatever food, travel, style bits. I for the launch of it, I had these like tiny little hot sauce bottles, and they were in the gift bag that people took home, like the little, you know, the like promo thing. And then people were like messaging me after, like, where can I get this hot sauce? Like, I want to get
hot sauce.
Yeah, I just made it just like as a promo thing for people to take home because the brand was called The Little Sauce because it was like a play on a source of knowledge. The Little Sauce. I'm a bit saucy. I'm very little, you know, it works. And then that kind of ended. I like the blog, I don't do that much anymore. It's just really difficult. Everyone's obviously like more video content. Anyway, people were like, where can I get the hot sauce from? And I was like, I'm not really, like, what? Like, it wasn't like a thing. Then Wavy Garms, Rhiannon and Andreas, who run Wavy Garms, which is like a vintage secondhand, like, mm-hmm. wavy designer gear stuff in Peckham, they were having a pop-up at Bussy Building where people were, like, selling things and people were, like, braiding hair, doing tooth gems. And they said, do you want to come and sell the hot sauce for the day? And I was like,
whoa.
Oh, okay, like, oh, this is mad. Like, I've got to make all this hot sauce now. And I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to do it. So I had the stall outside and Nando's were doing like the food out there and there was like DJs outside. It was so vibesy. And like, I just sold out of the hot sauce.
Wow.
So I was like, oh, okay. Like maybe this is a thing. Like, let me see. And then like put it online, that sold out. And so then that became part of the supper club. So when people came to the supper club, they would get, the bottle was different then.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. They'd get the bottle of hot sauce and then their name on it. But I can't give those away for free anymore. You guys have got one, though. But that used to be your table setting, and that would be, like, your name on there. So, but then I've had a recent new rebrand, so the logo is different. Yeah, you can try it. That is yours. You will keep it afterwards.
Too hot sauce. How hot are we talking?
It's pretty hot.
Should we try it?
Yeah, should we do it?
I think you should.
What's your spice tolerance like?
It's not quite bad, good, isn't normally, it? If I go out for an Indian, I'll get jalfrezi.
That's a really good measurement of where you're at. Yeah, sort of,
so, I like that. Yeah.
Never quite a vindaloo. Vindaloo's
trash, though. That's just made, like, it's just a gimmick.
A jalfrezi.
Jalfrezi's good.
Or a chicken bunda.
My dad always insists on getting a vindaloo, and then he just sits there sweating over his plate. Like, the kids are crying. Like, what's happening?
It's just to prove a point, I feel. It's quite a thick batch. You're going to really have to shake it out. I don't know if we've got, like... some sort of...
Should we get some teaspoon?
Or a teaspoon or a plate?
I'll give it a little shake.
Because it was quite a thick batch. I'm really sorry. Anyway, it's small batch hot sauce. So every batch is like slightly different. One might be hotter, one might be thicker.
Oh,
like
nice.
Blah, blah, blah. So it's just how it works out, really.
Little straws.
Hopefully I'm relaunching on Deli again soon, if you want to get it on their D-E-L-L-I, which is all for like small food makers.
This is amazing. Thank you so much.
That's a great way of doing it, by the way, the straws. I think you should actually just suck on it.
Is that sort of a good amount, or should I get a bit more?
Just try that. I mean, it's not.
Oh, such nice flavour. Wow.
Are you enjoying it?
Really nice.
Oh, I'm a bit sick of it. I can never eat it.
It's so hot, isn't it? It's got a kick. Because you can have some hot sauces which are just really hot. Not that I'm hot.
But there's no
hot
flavor to it. Kind of,
yeah, it's just like that's just a hotness to it.
Yeah,
whereas that is so flavorful.
There's a sweetness to it as well. Yeah. What would you have with that? Everything.
So I think it's really good. Like, say you're, I think actually it goes with like so much, especially things like chicken or fish. But even if you're making a sandwich, or if you want to like lessen the heat, mix it with like a little bit of mayo or like a white sauce, like a yogurt.
Maybe some yogurt.
Exactly. Spread it on, or have it on the side of your chicken. And at my supper club, it comes with crisps at the beginning. So the very, very first starter is crisps and hot sauce. I like that. If I'm out drinking at a bar and I saw crisps and hot sauce on the menu, I would so order that. Just saying.
Where, how can people go to one of your supper clubs?
Yeah, so on my Instagram, it's probably your best bet. And I've got a website. So my website's at thelittlesauce.com. And then I've got a collab with... Basically, there's a girl called Naz who cooks in Peckham at Jumbi, and she is Turkish Cypriot and Jamaican. So she has a brand called Jerkish.
Lovely.
Very nice.
Right.
Really nicely done.
Thank you. Jamaican, Turkish, together, Jerkish. And I'm going to do a collab with her, and we're going to do an Easter feast. And I'm also doing a mum podcast.
Wow.
Yeah. Plus one. And it's with my mate Izzy, and we're just trying to like... represent women who have had children but still are in touch with, like, still want to be in touch with who they are. They still like kept like want to have a career in what they're doing. They're in the creative industry. She's a DJ, I'm in the food world, and I host and present stuff as well. So like I still do that. I still go out and I do my hosting and presenting. I still do my pop-up. She still DJs. Like, you can have both if like that's what you want, and just want women to feel inspired by that. So we thought we'd start that podcast.
Amazing. And do you have guests on, or is it the two of you?
We're not coming on, mate.
No, I wasn't hinting.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So Susie, we've got something next, which we've never had before.
Oh my God.
We've got a bonus quickfire round.
Oh yeah,
Which Let's has been put in. And I think we're just going to give this to you.
Oh, okay. I'm answering the questions?
Well, I don't know. I've not done this before, but I've just seen the title of it. It says Quickfire, Cocktail, or Art House Movie.
There's five names here.
Yeah.
And they're either a cocktail
or
they're an art house movie. So you need to say whether they're a cocktail. We'll rattle through them. So
let's go.
Number one, the Bijou. Bijou.
Cocktail.
Correct. Number two, Hendrick's Coconut.
Cocktail.
Correct.
Nice. Smashing it.
Number three, Five Easy Pieces.
Art House.
Bang off. Number four, Death in the Gulf Stream.
Art House.
It's a cocktail. Oh. Oh, you nearly smashed that round by yourself.
Finally, you know what you're doing, Dan.
Finally, the White Ribbon. The White Ribbon. The White
Art House.
Correct.
Four out of five. That's not bad at all.
You could not pay me to go to an art house. I watched, what's that lighthouse? The lighthouse?
Yeah.
Just leave it out, mate. Leave it out. That's a couple of hours I'm never going to get back.
So fourth and final round. Round four, who am I? We want you to, we want to all name the famous figures from the description below. So question number one. I creep up on sleeping children at night and purchase a tiny part of them. Dan, you've taken a turn.
Yeah.
Purchase.
I creep up on sleeping children at night and purchase a tiny part of them.
Purchase is a diabolical buy. Word there.
BFG? But he doesn't buy it, does he? Tooth Perry?
Tooth Fairy.
Sorry, it's all this Perry cider.
That was giving sinister, Dan. I'm not liking your vibe there.
But he's pulled it round, though, with that.
Question number two. I'm a great neighbour and you can't get me out of your head.
Kylie Minogue?
Yeah, she was in Neighbours, and just can't get you out of my head.
Oh, I'm liking this. I'm starting to warm to this now.
Nice Dan, this is my favourite round. Let's see how we get on. We could be 5 for 5 here.
Number three.
I played two sports professionally and share my name with a movie star. With a movie star.
Two sports professionally and share my name with a movie
star. Gareth Bale played golf and football.
And Christian Bale.
Well,
Gareth Bale.
Oh, yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah.
In more sense?
Nice one.
Yeah.
Well, what does
So Gareth Bale, he was a footballer, but then also really big on golf. Genuinely, that is... I wouldn't have got
that. If it's not that, that's insane.
Yeah. Well, if it's not that, I would argue it still works.
Okay.
And then we'll give ourselves a point anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dan.
I was at a quiz the other day. And it was... I'm basically going to put the opposite of the movie title. So if it was like... It was like, it's a miserable... life, or it's a miserable death, was it's a wonderful life.
Got you.
And one of them, the last one, was arseholes.
What's the opposite of arseholes?
Well, I said Goodfellas.
They're not arseholes, they're good fellas. Right? I thought, bang on, I've got that. Do you know what the answer was?
What?
Jaws.
That's a good one.
But I'd argue good, so I didn't get the point, but I'd argue Goodfellas is a better answer than
Did
Jaws.
Did you argue?
No.
No.
Very timid.
Yeah. I'm getting that energy.
question number four. I was born in Mayfair in the 20s and most of my family are globally famous.
Again? I was born in Mayfair.
In the 20s and most of my family are globally famous.
Globally
famous. Is that the 1920s? Or the...
So I wonder, yeah, exactly. I think it might be the 2020s. Yeah. And it might be like one of the royals.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't there a band called the 1920s or something? Did I just make that up?
1975.
Close.
Yeah, 50-odd years.
A few years, the other day. So what were you guys saying?
Well, I'm wondering if the royal family...
I was thinking the royal family as well, because globally famous.
Exactly.
What's the relevance of Mayfair?
Where's Buckingham Palace by Green Park? Does that count as Mayfair?
I wonder if their hospital they go to is in Mayfair, maybe.
Right.
To have the babies.
So what royal was born in the...
In the 2020s. Archie, Lilibet?
Although the Queen was born in the 20s. The 1920s. Maybe she wasn't. Well, she was in her 90s when she died.
When she died.
So she was born
in
the Queen. She was born in 1929.
Yeah, and then she died. It might be the Queen, Victoria.
Or Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, the one that just popped off.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lizzie. God, you guys really know your stuff, don't you?
Well, the Queen. The
Queen.
And finally, question number five. I enter people's houses without... Hey, he's back to being a creep again. I enter people's houses without their permission, but they're usually pretty happy about it.
Father Santa? Christmas.
Lovely.
It's gotta be.
Okay.
Guys, that could be another five out of five. I don't know.
Name the famous figure from the descriptions below. Here we go. Number one, the creeping up on children to purchase a tiny part of them. We said Tooth Fairy. It was Tooth Fairy.
Here we go.
Fantastic.
Here we go.
Number two.
I'm feeling good about this.
I'm feeling really good about this. Imagine if we get the double 5 out of 5. That never happens.
It's never happened.
Question number two. I'm a great neighbour and you can't get me out of your head. Susie Backos, you said Kylie Minogue. It's Kylie Minogue.
Come on, of course it is.
Question number three. I played two sports professionally and share my name with a movie star.
It's Gareth Bale.
I said Gareth Bale.
Of course it is.
Bale.
It works. It absolutely works. I refer back to Jaws and Goodfellas and Arseholes. It works.
Does he play golf professionally, though?
I think he did. He actually entered a tournament recently professionally.
I'm doubting
it.
Get that verified.
That was the one I was worried
about. I might be wrong.
Answer is... Michael Jordan.
Oh.
Because he shares his name with Michael Jordan from...
And he tried to play baseball for a bit.
Yeah.
And he played basketball.
Great knowledge.
Yeah.
Question number four. I was born in Mayfair in the 20s and most of my family are globally famous. It was Queen Elizabeth II.
The second as well.
And question number five. I enter people's houses without permission. They're pretty happy about it. It's Father Christmas.
Yeah. Guys, no. How did we not get
four out of five.
No, I'm not happy about that.
Kicked off with a great five and then we crashed down to a one. Mm. And then Susie, as a solo effort on the quickfire round, you got four, which is very good. And then we've just finished with a four there. So overall, 14 out of 20 is our final score.
14 out of 20, that's decent.
Is really that good? It's decent. I'm actually quite happy about it. And I like the number 14 is like, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
No, that's a very good score.
6 off 20, when you put it like that, I think it feels good. Yeah.
But also, welcome to the 5 out of 5 club. Susie, we have loved having you on here.
I've enjoyed
it. It's not always been easy.
It's been okay.
Are you joking me?
It's been up
this
and down.
It's been so fun.
Yeah, no, it's been
Don't put it down like that. You've had a good time.
I'm just playing hard to get, guys. I'm just like playing it down. But it has been really great. It's been very fun and very welcoming. And it's been a great way to do a podcast, but keep it themed.
Susie, we like to ask some thoughts, some final thoughts on the quiz, some ratings.
Feedback.
On what you think. Yeah, so on Dan, mainly. We've got
criteria. Is this my TripAdvisor Google review?
This is indeed. What would you rate it out of 10 in terms of playability?
I think it's quite playable. It's not... I think it's out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
I'd give it an 8.
Wow.
Yeah, because I didn't find it. Sometimes when you go to these quizzes and it's full of like history facts, it's not boring. And mm-hmm. I think it was a good mix.
Yeah.
I like the theme things in there. That was a good idea.
Lovely.
Mm. Yeah.
And in terms of his question writing, what would you give out of 10?
I mean, the meatloaf one was maybe a little bit confusing.
Yeah, sure.
But it gave us a good gag. So
yeah, we had a laugh about it, didn't we?
And at the end of the day, it's about having a laugh.
It's all about having a laugh.
It is. So
calling dead people carpet munchers.
Yeah. Is he dead?
Oh, I feel bad now.
Yeah, I forgot that actually at the time.
Certainly, he's not going down on anyone.
Even when you're dead.
He's gone down for the final time.
I was going to say, even when you're dead and buried, you'd like to be remembered, like, on the headstone as... He liked to give head, He was good at head. No, good at head.
Yeah.
Meatloaf.
Good at headstone. But good at headstone, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
There you go. That's free,
Gagmeister. Gagmeister.
Gagmeister General. Gagmeister General in the middle of it.
When did that start as a thing? Gagmeister General. It's the
Meister General.
Yeah, I know.
Where's that from?
The Suze Meister General.
Here he comes.
What is that?
Your mate walks in.
Here he is, with Dan Meister General. What? It's Dan.
That's Dan, isn't it?
I love how everyone looked over there, actually, as if Dan Meister had walked in.
And then finally, in terms of good vibes, now this does take into account Dan's quiz, but also your experience as part of a team with us and just the general good vibes of the day.
The vibes were good.
It
was a strong 9.
Wow!
Yeah, I think what could be nice if it was a little bit warmer in here.
Sure.
Is giving draft. It would have been nice if there was a hot drink available.
We've been saying this as well, actually.
Yeah, so hot drinks would be quite nice because it is 11 a.m. But you know, she's gonna down a pint anyway because legend alert. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, but no, the vibes were good for 5 men. Yeah. It was warm.
It was warm.
Not physically.
Not literally.
Energy wise, it was warm and welcoming.
Well, you also have been one of the warmest guests we've ever had on the podcast. Yeah.
We
loved having you. Susie
Did
Backos.
You like having me on?
I loved having you on, Susie.
Just wanted to hear it.
No, I really did. Thank you so much for coming on. And also thank you goes to Dan. And Dan runs his quiz on the first Tuesday of every month at 7:30 at the Half Moon Pub in Hitchin. So a massive thank you to Susie and a massive thank you to Dan.
Thank you, guys.